Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's won an NFL MVP and Super Bowl MVP before the age of 25.
Mahomes in the pocket, peeling away, being rushed. Now peels back to his right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking, fires it late. It's thrown to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic.
He led Kansas City to its first Super Bowl in 50 years.
They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes!
And he joins the drive every Monday at 2:15.
Mahomes in trouble again, spinning right, left, now turning back to the right. He'll sprint and fires it late for the end zone. Caught! A yard deep in the end zone! Touchdown! Kansas City! And for Patrick Mahomes, just welcome again to the Magic Show!
It's time for our conversation with the Chiefs franchise QB on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Mahomes trying to keep it a drive. He's looking to the left side. He throws it left-handed to Tyreek Hill, and Hill makes the catch, and he's out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Denver. A first down, third and five. Batman's left-handed.
Here's Patrick Mahomes.
It is Monday. It is 2:15, so that means we are very happy to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversations with Patrick Mahomes are powered by Google Fiber. Let's start here. You guys got the ball with 1 minute and 43 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and you take the field down three. Take us into how you're feeling. Take us inside your head whenever you're getting on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a process that we've done before. I mean, going back to previous experiences and knowing to start off, just kind of get a completion, get the drive going, and then kind of letting my guys make plays as we go down the field to find a way to get in the end zone.
You said to Peter King, that play, that situation, those are moments competitors love. Those are moments that you dream of. Honestly, I dreamed about nights like that when I was a kid. What did you used to dream as a kid about those situations?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember being in the kind of back room and dreaming out, shooting the last second shot, hitting a walk-off home run, and, I mean, throwing the game-winning touchdown. I mean, that stuff that you, as a kid, when you're just imagining and playing the game, that's what you think about. And so it's awesome to get those opportunities now and be able to go out there and execute and make them happen.
As fans watching in our living room and speaking for myself, there's a ton of anxiety. Are you anxious at all in those situations?
I don't think you can be. I mean, I think you just have to go back to your work. I mean, your work ethic and the stuff that you've put in to prepare yourself for those situations. And then we do that. I mean, we prepare ourselves to be down in those situations, and we have a lot of great guys that go out there and compete and find ways to win football games.
After the game, Coach Andy Reid said, quote, "I've got Patrick Mahomes in a minute left. I'm good." What is it like to hear your coach, what is it like to hear your team have that level of confidence in your ability to take them down the field and score?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome for sure. I think it just comes with the experiences that we've had. I mean, we've been down in games before, and we've found ways to win them. And that's what you get to do in this league is you're going to play a lot of great opponents. And you have to find ways to win football games. And like I said, we have a lot of competitors on this team, and no one's gonna give up or lose any confidence until we finish that game.
Speaking of confidence, you guys have a great kicker in Harrison Butker, but in that situation, are you even thinking field goal? Is that even crossing your mind to kick a field goal? Or are you thinking touchdown all the way?
I mean, it's a step-by-step process. I mean, you have to find a way to get in field goal position first, and we were able to do that. And once we got in field goal position and I knew we still had time left, I knew that I kind of had to manage risk, but if I had an opportunity to take that shot and try to get the touchdown. And so we were able to get in field goal position, and then we ran a few plays, and Travis came wide open. I was able to hit him for the touchdown.
How impressed were you with Derek Carr, though, to just even keep the Raiders in that situation? And then, of course, what happened the first time you guys played him?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing great football. I mean, he's a great quarterback. I mean, he's been like that for a long time, and they got a lot of weapons around him now, and he's executing at a high level. So I was saying last night, I mean, that's a good football team, and we found a way to get a win, and we're going to keep building with a great opponent coming up this next week.
You mentioned Trav making another big play for you. Does your off-the-field relationship with that dude help you guys on the football field?
Yeah, I mean it has to, just kind of having that communication. I think it's just having those years. I mean, we've been together now for three years of me starting and the fourth year of me being here, and you see it with guys that we kind of brought back year in and year out. When I start to scramble now, they know exactly where to go to. They know exactly how to run their routes based off what the coverage is and what they know I like them to do, and it helps out when you've built chemistry with those guys on and off the field.
Was that your first time in Vegas, or have you been to Sin City before?
I went out to the Super Bowl last year, and it was fun as well.
You play anything, roulette, number 15 or anything?
No, but I think Travis Kelce is actually, because right after Kobe Bryant died, he actually hit a black 24 on the first roll of roulette, so it was a pretty crazy story.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, let's go back just a little bit. Take us through that final play. Take us through the call as much as you can. Take us through throwing the touchdown pass to Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, it was a play where the first read was to Tyreek, trying to get him matched up on that backside, and he was getting released, and the O-line got a push down, and so I kind of scrambled out to the right, and I kind of looked back again down to Kelce, was my second read, and he had came wide open. So at that point, I was just trying to get it to him as fast as possible.
After the game, I imagine that your phone is buzzing, but you got a tweet from LeBron. What is it like to get a tweet from someone as great of a basketball player as LeBron and him showing respect to the kind of football player you are?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely cool. I mean, I've got to meet him a couple times now, and just a great dude and someone who loves sports probably as much as I do. So, it's cool to have competitors that have been great for a long time, guys that you've watched win championships year in and year out, and for them to give you that type of respect, I mean, it's stuff that you want around the whole sports industry.
Patrick, you've got a chance to meet a lot of people. Who's somebody that you haven't met yet that you want to meet?
Maybe Tiger Woods. I don't get to meet Tiger yet, so maybe get a round of golfing with him. I think that'd be pretty cool.
At the end of the game yesterday, it was a crazy comeback. What's your favorite, I guess, end of the game at any level that you've ever had? We've all seen that video of you hitting that half-court shot as a kid.
I don't know exactly. I mean, I've played a lot of sports and been in a lot of great games, and so for me, probably the Super Bowl. I mean, getting to come back and win that game, I mean, on that stage, I'd have that memory, even though I didn't play my best game in the first half. I mean, that probably was the best feeling for me.
Thanksgiving just a couple of days away now, Patrick. What's a Mahomes family Thanksgiving like these days?
Oh, well, this year it's just going to be me, Brittany, and my brother. So it's going to be pretty small as a group. I mean, you have to take these COVID protocols seriously. And so we got to make sure that we social distance and do that type of stuff. But in years past, I mean, just getting the family up here, or being with the team and eating food, great food and food that I didn't cook, cause so it's good. And so it's a lot of fun, and I'm just glad that I have the people that I can spend it with this year.
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to put ketchup on that turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really eat on the Thanksgiving turkey. You put ketchup on it?
Oh yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
Patrick, last year we played this game with Mike Pinnell, so we asked him various Thanksgiving foods to see what he liked and what he didn't like. Let's try the same with you. So we know you like turkey. Everybody likes turkey. What about ham? I'm not much of a ham guy. I don't dislike ham, but I much rather have turkey.
I'll put it this way. Like, I'll eat ham on Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff like that, but I'm not like the biggest ham guy, but I will on certain occasions.
What about that cranberry sauce stuff? That stuff's nasty.
No, that's not for me.
I love cranberry sauce, but the thing is,
yeah,
I gotta
nasty.
Go. But the thing is, I gotta go canned cranberry sauce. I don't want your original, authentic cranberry sauce. Give me that Ocean Spray cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I mean, you can keep that one your way. That's not for me.
I told you. Comes to turkey, do you like white meat or dark meat?
Mixture of both, but probably dark more.
last year we had this conversation about a green bean casserole. I've never had one before. I'm curious if you've ever had a green bean casserole.
I actually hadn't until probably about 2 years ago, and I mean it's pretty good. I'll give it that. I mean it's not my top dish, but I like it a little bit.
My girlfriend made the first good casserole that I've ever had in my life. See, not last week. She's the real MVP. Speaking of MVP, Patrick, how much do you really? We talk about this like every other day. How much do you really care about that particular award?
I mean, you obviously want to win it at the end of the year. But for me, it's not something that's extremely important. I mean, you just want to win football games. I think is the biggest thing, and you want to win the Super Bowl. And it's something that you'll have if you do end up winning it. But at the same time, that Super Bowl trophy feels a lot better from experience.
Super Bowl, of course, in Tampa Bay this year, and that's the upcoming opponent. Does it feel like when people talk about Tom Brady, or at least in your mind when you think of Tom Brady, that that's kind of the barometer that you're chasing?
Yeah, I mean you want to win as many championships as possible, and he's done that for his entire career, and he's still playing great football on a great football team. So for me, it's about coming in day in and day out and trying to better myself and find a way to win championships here in Kansas City, and hopefully I can win a lot of them and try to catch the amount of titles and championship games that he's been in.
How wild is it, Patrick, that he's still doing it? Like, so 25, so what's like 18 years older than you, whatever it is, at 43 years old. What do you think you'll be doing when you're 43 years old?
I mean, the plan is to still be playing football, so hopefully I'll be able to be doing that.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a couple of more minutes. What is your relationship like with Brady? I remember after the AFC Championship game, you guys had that moment where you guys talked for a little bit. Have you guys talked since? What's your relationship like with Brady?
Yeah, I see him kind of here in and here. I mean, kind of here and there. I mean, sometimes, and when we were able to talk then, I wouldn't say we like text each other a lot or do anything like that, but whenever we see each other, we talk about different things and different things that he's experienced as well. I mean, he's a great dude and a great football player, obviously.
I remember after the AFC title game, kind of hearing some of the things that you guys talked about in that conversation. How much of that conversation can you share? And what is it like? We talked about LeBron. What is it like to know that Tom Brady has that level of respect for the kind of quarterback that you are?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, just like LeBron, it's obviously very cool to see a guy that's had so much success and really done it year in and year out and consistently been at the top of the NFL. And so for them to show me respect and talk to me after a game like that when he could just be celebrating with his teammates, it's definitely a cool thing. And for me, it's just kind of told me that to keep doing what I'm doing and playing the game the right way and success will come my way.
You guys played the Patriots earlier. Now you play Tom Brady. How weird is it to be playing Brady this weekend in a big game, but you're not going to Foxborough to play him?
I mean, for me, it's just like any other football game. I mean, obviously, that they're a great football team. It's going to be a great challenge for us. But just knowing that I need to go out there and have success every drive and really play smart and do a lot of great things and rely on my teammates and try to find a way to win the football game.
So when we put it to the text line a couple of days ago, we said, what are you thankful for, Kansas City? And 9 out of every 10 answers was Patrick Mahomes. So just out of curiosity, if I ask you, what is Patrick Mahomes thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for having a great family, being in a great community, and being able to play the sport that I love every single day. And it's something that you dream of as a little kid, and I'm able to have that at a very early age in life and hopefully be able to consistently be a part of this community and my family. And I'll continue to be thankful.
Last question, Patrick, and we'll get you out of here. This is the age-old Thanksgiving debate. Do you like pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
I'm not a big pie fan in general, but I would say sweet potato pie over pumpkin pie.
And that is our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, thank you. Y'all too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.